I'm Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, which is brought to you today by MVNX. South Africa's mobile virtual network operator, or MVNO market, is booming. For years, mobile telecommunications was dominated by a handful of large operators, or MNOs. Now, with close to 30 MVNOs serving niche customer bases in the banking, retail, and education sectors, amongst others, the MVNO market is thriving. However, brands looking to take advantage of this boom and add mobile services to their offerings are not guaranteed success. There are a number of critical decisions regarding strategy, process, and choosing the right technology platform that are key to building a critical mass of loyal MVNO customers. Joining me to discuss these complexities and the broader MVNO market is Daniel Swart, Executive Head of Wholesale and Business Development at MVNX. Daniel, it's great to see you again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Great. Daniel, could you start by explaining what MVNX is and what you offer to the market?
Sure. MVNX is what they call a mobile virtual network enabler, or an MVNE. So MVNE is basically a company that provides MNOs with the ability to launch their own mobile services, products and services, customized, branded, you know, exactly almost like a MNO.
Yes.
So what we provide to those, to our clients, is the technology platform firstly, the integration into the network operators that requires different integrations there, and then the technology platform that we also provide that enables the MVNO to create their own products and services, have their own rates, have their own bundles, all branded and integrate into their systems as well, if required. So it's a fully fledged mobile operator, so to speak, without the network.
Okay.
So that's what we provide. We provide all the technology. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we also provide what we call managed services. Yes. Now, managed services are all the services around customer acquisition, for instance, sales. We provide that. Mm-hmm. We provide customer care.
Yes.
We provide payment systems, debit orders, yes, collections, all the auxiliary services, so to speak, mm-hmm, that you require to run an MVNO. So it's a full service that we provide the MVNOs to run their business with.
Okay, excellent. Now, you've been in this business, we've been discussing this now, so 12, 13 years. And this market, the MVNO market, began with Virgin Mobile entering in 2006. How have you observed the market growing over time?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of changes that we saw since those days. I think one of the biggest things that we saw recently, and you're probably aware of that, is that from a regulatory point of view, the regulators now opened the market up and mandated all network operators to host MVNOs on their network. So that's a big thing. It basically gives the an MVNO now the choice to choose which network he wants to use. Mm. So that's the first thing. So the second change that we saw over the last 10 years is, in the beginning, basically Cell C offered MVNOs services on their network.
Yes.
The others didn't allow that. Over the last few years, what we saw is MNOs started to see the value of MVNOs on their base.
Yes.
And what that's basically driven by the fact that South Africa's cellular market is saturated.
Okay.
There are, I think, 117 million SIM cards in circulation between all the networks.
Yes.
There's 63 million people in South Africa, yes, so we all know the story. It's 180% penetration.
Mm.
So for MNO to grow,
yes,
you need to take customers away from another. You know, there's not a lot of new customers around.
Yes.
And one of the, I wouldn't say the best way, but a very good way to take away customers from your competitors, yes, is to actually get access to a base like a bank or a retailer,
yes,
and launch an MVNO conjunction with them.
Yes.
And I mean, we all know Capitec's success, what they achieved in the market,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's if you use the maths, Capitec is on Cell C, so Cell C has a 10% market share. But they gained much more than that. You know, they
exposure to 22 million customers. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. Mm. So it makes sense, commercial sense, to do for MNO to do MNO. Yeah. MNOs very well.
Yes.
The other thing. So that's sort of on the demand side. On the supply side of on the supply side of the market.
Yes.
On the demand side of the market, we also saw changes. If you look at 12 years back, and even when Virgin Mobile launched, people didn't know what an MVNO is. They didn't trust it. Yes. You know, for instance, in 2014, we launched Mr. Price Mobile, and people were skeptic about the whole idea of what is this? You know, which network do they use?
Yes.
And, you know,
are they going to run away with my airtime?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. We don't see that these days. You know, it's becoming a mainstream option for customers to choose between, you know, whether I want the Mr. Price Mobile SIM, a FNB SIM, Standard Bank SIM, or a Vodacom and MTN SIM. So it's the market is, call it market adoption, is from a consumer side, is there as well.
Okay.
So,
but what is it about these MVNOs? Because you said the market is already saturated, meaning that the MNOs have already penetrated the market. But what is it that gives the MVNOs an advantage in terms of acquiring customers?
So I think one of the biggest things that that works in the favor of an MVNO is the fact that you have a relationship with a group of customers.
Mm.
So if you have a base of 7 million or 10 million, in the case of a company like Pick and Pay with their Smart Shopper base, there's about between 7 and 10 million customers on Smart Shopper, and they have a relationship with that customer, you know, and they can offer, an MVNO can offer services that the network operator actually can't offer, in the sense that on top of voice, data, and the normal mobile network services, you can also offer the customer redemption of their, let's call it, loyalty points into data.
Uh-huh.
You can reward them for certain behaviors.
Yes.
So you can actually offer them much more. Mm. The other thing is you also know more about the customer than the MNOs. Uh-huh. So basically you know where they shop, you know,
how much they can afford when they buy airtime when they need it.
100%. So there is an advantage of that the MVNO will have over the MNOs, and that's what you need to leverage as an MVNO.
So you spoke about, I mean, the first part of your business is that solid technology platform, right?
Yes.
So why is the tech important to either a fledgling MVNO or one that is already established in the market?
Yeah, so I think we always say the tech is a hygiene factor.
Okay.
You know, you need to have a good platform. Mm. You need to have a platform that can provide you with the ability to take new products and services to market quite quickly.
Mm.
You need to be able to react quickly on changes in the market, you know.
Mm.
So it needs to be an agile platform. Mm. You need to be able to that platform need to give you the ability to integrate your core business, if you're a bank or a retailer, to make sure that you actually pull that information in as well
that
system. So it can all work together to actually provide your customers with a unique service.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the technology platform is very important. The other thing that's very important about the technology platform is you need to make sure that the platform is also able to grow and to scale. You know, if you grow big, the platform needs to be able to expand, and that's often a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then apart from that, I think it's always good to have a platform that is proven and has a track record of enabling a few MVNOs, so that you can it can do what it says on the tin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Just to make it solid, I mean, I'm trying to think of what you're saying and make an example of it. So if you're saying the platform is agile, going back to Pick and Pay, we're running a special. You buy certain goods and you get so much data.
Yes.
And that has to run on the MVNO platform, but that has to link to the Smart Shopper data that shows that, hey, the person has bought this and make it work in real time.
Exactly.
And when the special ends, you need to be able to remove that and at new things.
Okay. 100%. Okay. And that needs to happen quickly. You know, it can't take months.
Okay. Get you. But then there's also competition in the marketplace.
Yes.
I mean, we've spoken about how there are more MVNOs proliferated, meaning if you want to enter the market, you can't just say, hey, you know, I'm offering data services. You have to look around and see who else is up against you. How does MVNX help new MVNOs look at the space?
Yeah, so we actually provide a full set of services to our clients in terms of helping them with competitive analysis, with their modeling, financial modeling, and their value proposition development. And like you mentioned there, it's very important to look what is out there in the market. You know, we all know that I might bank at Capitec, I might shop at Mr. Price, I'm also shopping at Pick and Pay and at ShopRite, you know. So I have an option of a number of MVNO SIMs, and they're all offering it to me.
Yes.
And then on top of that, I can also take a SIM from MTN, Vodacom, Telkom, all the others.
Mm.
So analyzing your competitive environment is very important.
Mm.
You need to be able to understand how you fit into the market and what are your points of differentiation. So MVNX, we constantly monitor the market. We provide our customers with insights into the market. We have monthly reviews with our customers where we actually share those insights with them. We have workshops with them. Yeah, so we actually provide them with information and help them along the way.
Yes,
to make hopefully the right decisions.
Yeah, talking about helping them along the way, what the telecom sector is heavily regulated.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the MNOs, I mean, they have a much, I would say, larger regulatory burden. MVNOs, not so much, but they still have things that they have to comply with. I mean, what do you help your customers come to grips with?
Yeah, so there's still a number of regulations MVNOs need to look at. The first one is you need to, if you launch a new MVNO, you need to apply for exemption from ICASA, license exemption. So it's not a big thing, but we help our customers with forms that they need to fill in, send to ICASA, and lodge your tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
And ICASA comes back and they give you exemption. Then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Then you obviously need to comply to the big one, which is RICA.
Yeah, yes.
You need to make sure that you comply to all the RICA regulations.
Yeah.
And that's quite a challenge in the sense that for some MVNOs, you need to be able to RICA the customer at point of sale.
Oh.
So from a systems point of view, you need to be integrated into the point of sale of the let's say the retailer or the bank or whatever, and you need to facilitate that RICA process.
Oh.
And we help our customers with that as well. And then there's also a number of other regulations that you need to comply to. More recent one is what they call I think it's called the end user subscriber regulations.
Yes.
And that deals with sort of protecting the customer against out of bundle bill shock.
Yes.
Using out of bundle data, so it provides the customer the option to choose whether he wants to be capped with once his bundle is depleted, or wants to open it up for out of bundle charges.
Yes.
Also mandates the MVNO or the operator to introduce certain functionality, such as the rollover of data, transfer of data to another number, to make sure if your bundle is about to expire, you can actually still.
Yes, but these are things that you can actually implement on the platform.
We implemented that all on the platform. Yes.
Okay.
So it's and also depletion notification. So you have to notify the customer when his bundle
is
almost
data anymore.
Exactly.
Yes. Another important piece of legislation, because they're handling customer data, is POPIA.
Yes.
But I'm guessing that because they would be handling customer data in their core business anyways, they would have familiarity with those stipulations.
Exactly. 100%. But I think from our point of view, we are working with banks and retailers. We are very aware of those regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And because we act on behalf of our MVNOs, you know, our systems and our processes need to comply to all those regulations. Uh-huh. And we need to give them that assurance that we don't break the law on their behalf.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So looking at the local market, I mean, it is vibrant, it's exciting.
Yes.
But the South African market does tend to follow certain international markets in terms of how it develops. Looking at what you've seen internationally, where do you think our market is going in the next few years?
Yeah, so I think, firstly, our market is currently standing on about 3.8 million customers. And if you compare it to international markets, it's about 3.5% of the total market. If you look at the international markets that are like South Africa, 11 years old, we could be at about 10% right now. So there is a lot of room for growth.
Okay.
So firstly, what we anticipate is by 2030, the market should be around about 15 million. Could be more, it could be a bit less, depending on, you know, certain factors.
Yes.
So I think what we see is a lot of growth coming. What will drive that growth is there's a lot of developments that comes from international markets that you mentioned that we see already coming through here. The first one is eSIM.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's a very big thing, and I think it's going to be bigger going forward.
Yes.
And with that comes digital onboarding of customers, Rika. So, you know, it doesn't help you to have an eSIM and you have to go to the store to Rika yourself.
Yes.
So that's one of the changes happening. I think another thing that we see overseas that will probably follow in the next, become bigger in the next few years is IoT, Internet of Things, machine-to-machine communication, and MVNOs that will start to specifically focus on that.
Okay.
I think there's opportunity. And then the other other big thing is the whole fintech and telco/fintech, call it consolidation, you know.
Okay.
Banks are becoming telcos are becoming banks.
Yes.
And I think MVNOs can play a big role there, you know, to facilitate that process. And it's not only limited to banks and to telcos. You know, a retailer could also start to enter that space, you know, to offer services like wallets, money transfer services, and things like that. And what I see in future and in South Africa, that's what we're working towards, is that the MVNO platform, As an MVNO, your MVNO will become more and more the center of your digital business, facilitating not only your connectivity, but also the payment processes, the wallets, the that whole process interacting and transacting with the brand.
Yes.
The MVNO will be starting to become much more of a central figure in that process. That's what I think we hope it will go.
Yes, it sounds very, very exciting. So if you were then to look at this, I mean, there's growth coming. Lots of people are thinking, okay, I've got a good brand that I can leverage. I want to launch an MVNO. What would you advise newcomers in the space to think about?
Yes, I think the first thing that I think you need to determine if you're near MVNO, and we help our customers with that as well, is you need to make clear for yourself what is your purpose with this MVNO. You know, do you want to make money? Do you want to monetize the base that you already have and increase your share of wallet there? Do you want to digitize the base, so that whole digital inclusion of your base and your digital strategy? Do you want to have a loyalty or rewards aspect to your MVNO? So what do you want to achieve with this? That's the first thing. You need to be very clear of that. I think the second thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that your financial modeling, we usually do a five-year model for our clients, which basically means that we look at what this MVNO wants to achieve, you know, how does it pan out over 5 years? We include the costs, we include the projected revenues, the usages that we can see, and et cetera, et cetera. So that you are certain that, you know, this is what you can achieve, and is achievable.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's basically good planning. You need to plan very well. Yes. And I think then the next thing is you need to be able to make sure that you choose your right partners. All right, a network operator, and then also if you want to work through an MVNE, you know, the right MVNE. And there I would advise MVNOs to look at, you know, track record are the MVNO, for instance, MVNO friendly?
Yes.
And then secondly, the MVNE.
Yes.
How many MVNOs?
Have they helped come to the market?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. What's their track record?
Yes, and how successful are those guys?
Exactly. And then also you need to, I think the most one of the most important aspects, you need to make sure that you have a very clear and differentiated value proposition that's integrated into your core business.
Yes.
You know, so those are the tick boxes almost that you need to look at.
Yeah. Clarity is a very important concept in this space.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's advice for incoming guys. But now you've got these established guys. They're in the market. They may be doing well or they may be stagnant. Mm. What would you say to them in terms of, one, fending off the incoming competition?
Yes.
And better establishing themselves in market?
Yes. So I think if you look at established MVNOs, so I can see it, you know, if I can take a step back, I can see MVNOs from launch, they're going through various phases. So when they launch, there is a lot of excitement about the MVNO, and everyone is excited about the launch and the MVNO launches. Mm-hmm. The next phase is, based on that excitement, there's usually quite a good growth going. Okay. You know, you pick up a lot of customers and, you know, everyone is psyched up. Mm. And then usually there is a point whereby, I don't want to say the reality hits, but there's certain realities that come in. You know, your cost of acquisition start to get high.
Yes.
And also what you realize is that the churn start to come in. And that's what you need to manage then.
Yes.
So what I would advise MVNOs in that phase, where they're more mature and when they to start to focus on customer lifetime value. You know, to manage the customers over their lifetime, communicate with them, start to tailor offers to customers specifically based on their needs, have churn prevention programs, you know, so focus on increasing ARPU, increasing customer lifetime value, reducing churn, focus on the right customers, because by now you've learned a lot about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. So focus on use what works. And then focus on that going forward.
Yes.
So I think that's for me the most important part. And then also expanding your ecosystem.
Mm.
You know, pulling more of your core business into this MVNO.
Yes.
You know, offer perhaps if you're a retailer, see if you can offer financial services to them through the MVNO as well.
Yes.
And other value added services,
yes.
You know, so our platform can build all that, put it all into one consolidated bill, and it makes it very easy for the customer and for the MVNO.
Mm. It sounds to me like you're saying that these MVNOs must remember that relationship was how they started, that they had a better relationship with the customer than perhaps any other player in the market. And so the key to keeping that customer is keep working on hyper-personalizing that relationship going forward.
Exactly. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely.
Focus on the relationship. Like you say, that's what they are good at. And that's also important why you want to use MVNE like ourselves is we know telco. The MVNO are perhaps a banker or a retailer. Focus on their strengths, which is building that relationship, nurturing a relationship, executing in store or in branch, making sure the customer is happy, and let the MVNE look after the telco side of the business.
Okay. You know? Excellent.
Take that headache away.
Excellent. Daniel, thank you very much for a lively conversation.
Thank you, Nati.
Yeah.